It is Tuesday, January 2nd, and I'm Josh Newton. Welcome to the I'm Josh Newton Show, where it is all about putting your potential into practice. Today, I want to talk about thinking versus doing. I want to challenge a very common belief around this idea, and that is that you have to change your mindset before you change your actions. This is actually a fairly recent idea, and it comes from the Greeks, so it's a very Hellenistic idea, that your mindset is actually what leads to your actions. Now, don't get me wrong, your mindset is very important, and I believe that there is a lot of benefit to things like mindfulness and meditation and making sure that your mind is in the correct place. But there is a lot of benefit to focusing on your behaviors or your actions instead of just the way you are thinking. In fact, a lot of what you do physically affects the way that your mind works. Let's look at a very simple example of this: breathing. Your breathing and your mental situation are actually very closely linked. When you go into a fight or flight response, your breathing changes. You start to breathe in through your chest, you start to take more shallow breaths, and you prepare yourself physically for a stressful situation. But what a lot of people don't know or don't understand is that this also works in reverse. If your breathing starts to look like a stressful situation, starts to look like your breathing does in a fight or flight circumstance, your brain and the chemical responses within your body actually respond. This link or this connection between the things you do physically and your mindset or the way you are thinking is very powerful, and it actually goes beyond something very basic like breathing and a stress response. All of the procrastinators out there and all of those perfectionists probably know this situation. You're about to start a project, you're about to start working on something, and you're just mulling over it in your mind, and you cannot get started because you're so worried, you're so overwhelmed with what that might actually mean. But once you actually start taking physical steps, whether those are actual steps with your feet, or starting to type a word, or just starting to create a document that you have to create, a lot of that stress, a lot of those things you were thinking go away. So as we're going into 2018 here and we're starting a new year, let's think about some of the things where we're dreading getting started, where our thinking is getting in our way, and let's try to take small steps towards doing something that will in turn change our thinking. As always, I would love to hear what you guys think. I would love your input. If you're listening to this on Anchor, give me a call in or leave me a comment. If you're listening to it somewhere else, you can find me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter under I'm Josh Newton. On any of those platforms, let me know a situation that you've been thinking over, that you've been mulling over, where you're going to take some action and actually get something done.